Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, if you drive a car, remember this. A pedestrian has the right of way, especially in an ambulance.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. We seem to have a lot of things to do today, so suppose we get the meeting started right away. Now, Ginger, what's the matter, honey girl? You look tired.
Oh, I had a rough day with Junior. I took him shopping with me, and he was a lot of trouble.
Why? What did he do?
He kept getting lost in the lingerie department.
Smart kid. Well, did you buy him anything?
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. I bought him a very cute little watch.
Well, that's nice, Ginger. And does the watch tell time?
No, you have to look at it.
Oh, this modern world.
But the worst trouble I had was trying to get the right size sweater for my dog.
Well, what kind of a problem is that? You should have taken the dog right into the store and let them fit the sweater right on him.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Mr. Holtz. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Here's a little story about my old friend Sam Lapidus. He read an ad in the newspaper, and he went down to answer the ad. He walks into this little store. He says, you advertise for a Susup salesman? Those are yes. He says, those was my examples. He says, I would like to grab the position. The man says, consider the position grabbed. The only thing you got to remember is that this is a one-price store. All shoes are $6. Okay, you're the salesman, I'll go behind the counter. In comes a fella, he says, I would like to catch a pair of shoes. Lapita says, what size do you wear? The fella says, I wear 8s, but 9s feel so good, I buy 10. He hands him some shoes, the fella says, a pleasure. Pleasure? How much are the shoes? He says, $6. First of all, I'll tell you, all I got is $4. Give me the shoes tomorrow, I will bring you... in poison, the other $2. But this is a pleasure. Pleasure. Enjoy, enjoy. So he wraps up the shoes. He hands it to the fellow. He goes out. The boss walks over and says, you got that cross. You got an audacity. I told you clearly and distinctly to get $6, and you'll never see that. He says, you'll be back tomorrow. The boss says, listen to me. I told you to get $6 for each pair of shoes. He says, you'll be back tomorrow. The boss says, why do you keep telling me he'll be back tomorrow? He says, because the two shoes I gave him are both for the left foot.
I wish you'd tell me what to do with Junior, Mr. Holtz. He's getting to be quite a problem.
Who, Junior? I'm surprised. He looked so cute the other day when I saw him playing marbles with another little boy.
Oh, they weren't playing marbles, Mr. Holtz. Junior had a fight with the other little boy, and he was helping him pick up his teeth.
I should have known. Meeting's adjourned.